On most weekday mornings, the Los Angeles Flower District is a feast for the senses. A six-block showcase brimming with flowers like purple dahlias, pink hydrangeas, fuchsia begonias, and lots of plants from hundreds of vendors. It's the largest wholesale flower market in America, and it typically is the place where florists and flower lovers can find just about anything they want. But lately, the pickings have been slim. Like most goods these days, there's a flower shortage, and it's put a strain on vendors like Wholesale Flowers Incorporated. Worker Pedro Piero says some flowers are almost impossible to get a hold of.
It's been hard with some items that they're not like, supposedly they're in season, but it's hard to get it. I think they're stopped growing because there's a shortness of flowers. On those flowers that they're not in season, if we find it or get it, it's like triple price. It's really hard.
Before the pandemic, the demand for flowers was already growing substantially. And Kate Penn says that demand never really tapered off. She's the CEO of the Society of American Florists.
People who already were buying some flowers are now buying more. And on top of that, you also have that whole working at home situation. A lot of people, they're in their home 24/7, looking at the same four walls. And so we also saw an increase in home decor use of flowers too. And you add on to that, that there are events that were supposed to happen in 2020 that are now happening in 2021. I mean, you know, weddings are literally happening every single day of the week right now. And so that has added to the demand situation.
Then there is the issue of the supply chain.
Those same disruptions that are affecting other industries are also affecting the floral industry. We get a lot of our product from South America. But that air cargo that used to be filled with flowers is now picking up non-perishable consumer products because online shopping has increased so much.
So how do consumers work around these problems? Kate Penn says it's about being flexible and taking advantage of florists' expertise.
So instead of saying, I would like to send, you know, only, you know, let's say a bouquet of just white roses. Be more open instead to saying to your florist, I really want to surprise my friend with a beautiful, lush pastel palette. And then you will be able to get that look, you know, if you're not tied to one specific type of flower.
And just like holiday toys and other goods impacted by the supply chain, if you can, plan ahead, like way ahead.
Purchase further out. Don't just purchase, you know, the week before. Try and purchase a month before or prior to holidays, 2 to 3 months before. We talk a lot about things like standing orders in our industry. That's really helpful if a florist can tell their supplier, I want this amount of this product every single week or every single month. And then you know that you'll get it.
And of course, as the CEO of the Society of American Florists, Penn believes, shortages and demands aside, flowers are and will always be the perfect gift to brighten someone's day.
If you want to make someone smile, if you want to make them pick up the phone and call you and say thank you, and if you want to do it, you know, and it's cost effective, it's not super expensive, then definitely think about flowers and use your florist and use them as the expert. Have them do the work. You just tell them what you're looking for and they'll make it happen.